This is a ghost lullaby, and you're listening to Standing Room Only on KillRadio.org.
Hey there, standing room only right here on the one and only killradio.org. We are here with the Ghost Lullaby. How you doing?
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, excellent.
All right. We've got Perrin, Sam, Valerie, and Guy with the Beard. Hey, Guy with the Beard, do you have a regular name, or is that your birth name?
No, that regular name would be Rob Pewitt. And
I'm afraid I'm going to have to go with Guy with the Beard for tonight.
You know, Guy with the Beard is from a really great band called Pterodon, and he's actually
he's
helping us out tonight. Our bass player's in New York, so
thank you so much
he just learned these songs yesterday.
Awesome, yes, fantastic. Well, that's the way we do things here at the Kill Radio Studios. So you only need one day, and you can be a rock star. So that's good. All right. Well, welcome to the show. Why don't we go around and why don't each of you actually get a chance to introduce yourselves and say what you do for the band? And if you were a kitten, no, let's just stick with what you do for the band.
I'm Sam. I play drums and cymbals and various other accoutrements.
I'm Valerie. I play guitar and sing sometimes.
And sometimes accoutrement.
I'm Perrin and sometimes sing and sometimes play guitar and sometimes write some songs and sometimes do radio interviews.
And as I said before, Rob Pewitt. I'm the guy with the beard standing in on bass. And the folks around here know me as Bobby, though, for the most part.
And we want to give out a shout-out to your regular bassist and say that we hope they drop the charges and they let him out soon. So
yeah. We're actually do a benefit concert to get him out of New York and get him back here to L.A.
Excellent. Good. Benefit concert. Yeah, you guys are good at that, actually.
We had a benefit concert, didn't we?
We should talk about it.
I believe it was very successful.
I thought it was wildly successful. You hope so? You're the one who did it. You're the one who made it so successful.
I hope it was successful.
Oh, it was. I got this phone call, and it was, like, really creepy, and it was, I'm in your house, I know where you live. But then I got another phone call. It was from Valerie. And she was like, hey, you know, I'm in the Ghost Lullaby, and we'd love to get together with Kill Radio and do a benefit. And I thought, okay, sure. Yeah. Wait, let me get this straight. You're willing to do all the work and give us credit? Yeah. Let's do it. Okay. It turned out really well.
Yeah, we're getting used to that, actually. It seems to be a trend.
Good, good.
We just hope that everyone here remembers that. And if there's any more Johns on Kill Radio, we'd like to do your show, too.
No, you don't. They're John number five. Definitely not.
Five John number five, no good?
No. 1 through 3, yeah, okay. You know, we're all right. Once you get past 4, we won't go into that. We'll go into that later. We'll drink a little bit more, and we'll get into John number 17 through 37. And who else was at that show? The benefits?
Peach Fuzz, Jesse Deluxe, Ready the Jet, and the Dirges.
Yes, all fine bands. And we actually played that show live on the air. It was on a Monday night. We played the whole 5 hours straight through.
Yeah, it was long, but hopefully you had fun.
I had a lot of fun. And we set up a little studio for myself up in the rafters there at the
up on the balcony there, yeah.
Yeah, up on the balcony at Safari Sam's. It was good, and we interviewed all the bands. Mm-hmm. You were interviewed.
Yes, we were. Minus Bobby from Pterodon, who was not playing bass at that time.
He was cultivating his beard at the time. The last time you saw me, actually, I had a beard. I had a very full beard. And now it's just kind of, not you, but the rest of you. Yeah. And now it's kind of withered away into like kind of a mustache ensemble.
It's very 80s Chops. Motorcycle look going
on.
Yeah,
thank you. I just got these sunglasses, and I was like, you know what? I need a mustache to match them. So I think it was a Friday the 13th thing. We can get into the Friday the 13th stuff, but let's ask you some legitimate questions and then maybe hear a song or two.
Okay.
Maybe we can get into the good stuff. So how long has the Ghost Lullaby been the Ghost Lullaby? How long have you been a band under that name?
Almost 2 years, actually, next month. We kind of officially became Ghost Lullaby, I think, like August, September, 2 years ago, when my brother Oliver, who's normally the bass player, came from Hawaii.
Oh, it's your brother.
That's
my
brother.
You want to get him out of jail.
Yeah, exactly. He bears more resemblance to my sister who's here as opposed to myself.
That's interesting. We can talk more about that later.
But,
about
2 years. About 2 years. And we just, our first record, Button Eyes, just came out June 12th.
Yes, exciting.
We're very excited.
We're going to get a chance to talk about that a lot.
Oh, good.
So,
okay, well, then we'll leave that alone for now. I guess I have nothing else to say. Sam?
You're done.
We can go home. We've had other names, and we decided on the Ghost Lullaby after every name we decided on had already been chosen by somebody else, whether it was in Belgium or Cambodia. It was really, really hard to find a name that was cool and different, but, you know, meant something
one of us. You shouldn't choose your name by flipping through the LA Weekly. That's probably not a good
No.
We had Busty Lazelle as our name, but that was already taken. Uh-huh. So.
.com. Yeah, I've been there. Yeah. Interesting site. What, really? Wow. So you came up, you tried all these names. You know, I hear that from other bands too. Like, or they'll go for a long time with a name, and all of a sudden, some other bands who maybe or maybe not, you know, came up with a name before them. Nobody really knows, but suddenly they get a record out or something, and you're like, oh my god, I have to change my name. So you finally came across a name that you could really
sink
your teeth into. That nobody else wanted. No, I think it's a great name.
Yeah, nobody else wanted it, and everybody hated initially, and now everybody loves it. It's funny.
We caught so much hell the first like 2 months, I think.
From who?
From just people that we knew.
Anti-ghostites.
Anti-ghostites, you know. And now all of a sudden people are starting to come around on it. And now it's even changed to where when we tell people the first time, they're actually okay with it right off the bat. I don't know what that was about.
Societal changes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We wanted something that really there wasn't. We wanted to make the name become us and our music. And we wanted people to, when they said it, like, you know, when you say Pink Floyd, that means Pink
Laser
Floyd.
Light Show. Oh, you're right. Yeah, Pink Floyd.
The Laserium.
Yeah,
right.
The Laserium. Right.
Yeah, when you think
that
of...
That weird version of Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, like really, like the band Spoon. If you think of the word spoon, it's right. Just a word.
Girlfriend,
and then...
are we playing word association?
But then,
no, I know exactly what you mean.
So
yeah.
That's what we were hoping for, that we could make it.
What does the Ghost Lullaby mean?
By the way, Sammy, you really got to get on top of the snare accents when he makes his jokes. You got to...
Sorry, I didn't know I was getting paid for that.
Wait, you're getting paid?
In my mind, I'm getting paid.
Legally, a judge ruled I'm not allowed to have a drum accoutrement to my my jokes anymore. I'm sorry.
Attention.
Little bass in there too from the bearded guy.
Yeah, now we're turning into the Jay Leno band all of a sudden.
That's right. Yeah. I was just going to ask a Jay Leno question, and I just realized I know none. I could not think of a single example of a Jay Leno type question.
He has a large head.
Yes, he has a large head. So I'll ask a question with a large head. So what exactly?
Don't say it, Sam.
I'll stop.
I don't know what you could possibly make out of that comment. I don't know what you're talking about. So what exactly does the Ghost Lullaby mean?
Crickets.
Yes. How do you make cricket sounds?
I love it. I love it.
I don't know.
Excellent. Okay. Let's hear you play. But before we do, I want to be able to tell people where they can find your music. Where can we find you and your music?
Well, you can special order it at your local indie record store, which would be the best way. Or you can special order it from a Best Buy or something like that.
Amazon. You can download it on iTunes. You can pretty much, if you want it, it's there. It's everywhere.
Yeah, if you want it, you know, Amazon, CD Baby, directly from us on PayPal, from our MySpace and our website. Or if you just want the digital download, you can pretty much go to any digital download store or iTunes.
What's your MySpace?
myspace.com/theghostlullaby.
What's your email address? Not yours personally, the band's.
The email address?
Yeah.
theghostlullaby@gmail.com.
Yeah.
What song are you going to play?
This first one's called All Was Lost.
All right. Excellent. Are you guys ready?
No, we're never ready.
It sounds like you're ready to me. All right. Let's hear it. The Ghost Lullaby live on Standing Room Only on Kill Radio. .org.
Let's go play now. Okay now, that's the way I know a sing. But dark now. We should go back home now. That's the way. I know.
All right. And what was the name of that song again?
All Was Lost.
Excellent. Okay, and you're listening to The Ghost Lullaby live on Standing Room Only here on killradio.org. Hey, if you'd like to call into the show...
Yeah. Phones are for pussies, man.
Then phones are for what?
Someone just said something fucking... Oh. Damn, am I allowed
you
to do that?
Say fuck on the radio.
Oh, okay, I guess so.
Don't say fuck.
I have the worst mouth on the planet.
Show.
I had to make a deal. In fact, when you did the live show with us, I made a deal with the band that I would only say the F word twice or less.
Do you get charged for it? Do you get charged $1 every time you say a bad word?
He has a lot of F word IOUs that we have. We keep it in a shoebox. One day we'll collect.
Cardboard shoebox?
It's recycled cardboard.
We're a very green band.
Okay, so don't say anything on the air. So
yeah, we're on the air. Come on.
Yeah, we're on the air, man.
We're getting.
There's a freaking TV crew in here now, like filming us.
Hey, have you met Marissa? Say hello.
This is our little sister.
She's the official roadie of the Ghost Lullaby. She didn't get introduced beforehand, but you're also kind of like a psychotic fan, right? You make them feel like they have a lot of psychotic fans.
Yeah, she just flew out here from Austin just for this event right here.
You leave them cut up teddy bears like in their trailer and like sneak into their homes and steal their underwear and stuff. That's cool.
We wish.
John, this sounds like stuff you do.
Shh. So what would you say your influences are for your music? Like what kind of, if you could name any, or just what music do you like to listen
well,
to?
Well, I've heard that we wear our influences on our sleeve. Somebody told, they were like, rip off people, but you do it in
what?
An obvious way. And I was like, well, that's kind of a cool.
Okay.
Not really.
Backhanded.
yeah, no.
I don't think we obviously rip off people.
Well,
at all.
Who are you obviously ripping off?
No, we definitely
off,
don't.
I'm not sure.
We don't obviously rip off anybody. We get a lot of comments at shows about, well, you know, people have this need to kind of categorize you and say, like, well, you remind me of this and that. And I totally understand that feeling because, I mean, I do the same thing. But everyone that people say we remind them of is a band that we're a really big fan of. You know, we get things. We get Smashing Pumpkins to The Cure to Porcupine Tree, we heard. We've heard
Porcupine Tree?
Fugazi. We heard...
And that's
Jesus and Mary Chain.
Well, and you're ripping off that other band, The Ghost Lullaby.
And The Ghost Lullaby, right.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, we don't. We really try really hard to try to do our own. I mean, it's impossible to do something totally new. We're aware of that. But we definitely try to make it our own. And I think done a good job of that.
But you can have influences and you can have.
And we definitely
do. Pay respect to other bands. And every band does that, right?
All those bands that people have told us that we sound like, we're like huge, huge fan of. We've never heard something that we weren't a fan of.
Yeah.
We've only heard fans like bands that we're huge fans of, and we're huge fans of those bands, and they definitely play a big part in like our upbringing, our history, our motivation.
Yeah, I'm definitely influenced by certain part of bands. Like I really love Jimmy Chamberlain, and okay, a lot of Sam's drumming reminds me of Jimmy. I don't know, just things like that. I'm really a big fan of Julianne Hatfield and her guitar playing. So that's pretty much why I play guitar today. And I'm a big fan of Lush.
Yeah.
So.
Sam, who's your favorite band?
Rush. I'm sorry. I have to admit it.
Of course.
I have to. Ever since I was a kid.
Cut. No, I'm just kidding.
Sorry.
I'm already
out of the office. I know. Well,
Sammy doesn't like being compared to things, and I could feel him rolling his eyes when Valerie mentioned specific drum influences, but he just lost all credibility with the whole Rush
with
thing.
With the whole Rush thing.
Like, what's that? You know, what's
it's
that?
Not like
it's all even.
We're not comparing him to Animal on the Muppets.
I'm a huge
Muppets,
Rush fan, too. Like, that's such a great, really great band. And
well, it's
rightfully so as a drummer to be...
I'm not a Rush fan where I think that Rush is the greatest band ever, and they're
only band. You're backpedaling.
Yeah, no, I love their music, but I'm not like
on
the web,
the
emailing them and stuff. Yeah, it's there's
challenge
that.
Extended. Yeah. Do you go to the concerts?
I have gone to Rush concerts. Yes.
I told you we were going to get to the truth. You didn't believe me when we walked in tonight. All your secrets are out.
It's all about the truth.
Yeah, Sam tells me that the girls' bathroom line is non-existent at Rush concerts, so I might go to the next Rush concert to meet a new boyfriend.
Well, you know, we have that right here at the Kill Radio studio, so, I mean, you don't have to listen to Rush to have an uncomfortable
What's
bathroom
What's Bobby's
experience.
Favorite band?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bearded guy.
Besides the obvious Hendrix experience.
I don't get it.
The Ghost Lullaby, of course. All
right. Yeah. And your own regular band.
That did not sound forced at all.
Yeah. Do you have any favorite songs?
Of all time or of our own?
Just of all time, yeah.
Oh man, that's tough. There's too many songs
Since
that I love that to call one favorite. I don't know. I really can't think of a song that's my all-time one-time favorite song. Can you?
No way. I actually, honestly, I wish I could help you with that.
Well, just
but
like
that's...
general favorites. Like, what are some of your favorite songs?
Putting you on the spot.
I never would have thought that was even going to come up.
I know. Can you believe it?
Just like what kind Heaven, of jerk would ask you that question? The Cure song. Just like Heaven, like whenever that comes on, I know like something good is happening. It's kind of like the universe telling me something was about to, something positive is happening. And whenever I hear any song from Dark Side of the Moon, I know that I'm totally doing something right. Whatever I'm
Excellent.
Doing, it's the greatest thing.
Cool.
I just thought of a couple. The Belly of the Whale by The Burning Sensations.
Uh-huh.
And also
something
Boy
by
Meets
Rush. Say something by Rush.
Boy Meets Girl by Haircut 100.
Okay,
all time favorites.
Awesome.
If I was going to make something up, maybe... what's that first track on Worlds Apart?
I don't know the name. It's track one.
Track one, or it's, I guess it's technically it's track two. Track two, Trail of Dead. And you'll notice by the Trail of Dead, Worlds Apart, bitchin'.
All right. Should we hear another song?
Sure.
Live or on the record?
On the live.
I guess so.
If I
sure.
could have another beer, yeah.
Of course.
I was going to say no. I think she's had her limit for the radio.
You're not letting her sober up, are you?
Yeah, I better do my song now because it's going to get ugly.
All right.
Yeah, she's just going to fuck up for my... God damn it. I'm sorry.
That's too, fucking that's too, saying that's it.
It's internet radio. It's okay.
Every fucking time. What song do you want to play?
The song is called Texture.
Excellent. Fantastic. You're about to listen to The Ghost Lullaby here live playing on Standing Room Only on killradio.org. Don't go away. More talk after this.
Watch me take
All right, the Ghost Lullaby live here on Standing Room Only at qradio.org. Hey, that number to call is 213-252-0998. Don't be shy.
Oh, when I thought you were kidding when you said people can call in.
No, people can call in. What? We are a full
if
service radio
known
station.
That, I would have prepared some people.
Yeah, you would have had some people to call in.
We are going to get so harassed. I know it.
213-252-0998. And win a dream date with the Ghost Lullaby. It'll be great. All of them. It'll be fantastic. So give us a call. Let's talk.
Let's just get down and talk.
Let's get down to the nitty-gritty.
Serious and just down to it.
I just want to...
And let's broadcast it on the radio.
Yes. And let's do funny voices. We can do that. I can be British.
I don't do funny voices.
You don't do funny voices?
No, not at all.
Not at all. It would be a cockney, eh?
What?
Oh, I don't know, you know.
Oh, no.
Oh, thing on the famous, right. You know.
That was New Zealand right there.
I think the show's going down here. I'm not sure. Well, I think it's taking a turn for the worst. Oh, that's Australian.
Hip-hop onimus.
Yeah. That's right.
Rhinoceros.
Oh, don't be a stranger. What's the best shows you've ever done? And don't say Safari Sam's. We all know that. The second best show you've done. And just in terms of, like, just favorite place to do a show and had the best time doing it. Your most favorite experience.
Long Branch Inn, Austin, Texas, I think.
Really? What happened?
What a great night.
Yeah. Shitload of people.
It was
lots of people.
Sold lots of records. Yeah. South by Southwest.
South by Southwest in March. It was a non-official show by my friend Miguel set up, and we played with Snowden, and there was a bunch of bands all day long, but Long Branch Inn was like a great place to play in Austin.
Yeah,
it was a great energy. People hung out. Like, people stayed to listen to music. They just didn't go and come, and, like, you know, they were all there to hear great bands, and they were just so energized, and just they were just pumped, and it just makes us energized. When a crowd is really into it, it makes us that much more into it.
I'm sure, yeah. Yeah, people out there. Did you have like a T-shirt cannon, or what did you? Did you give away some CDs and stuff?
No.
A T-shirt cannon's kind of a good investment, isn't it?
Yeah, the CD cannon dangerous, but the T-shirt cannon works.
I did wear the party vest. I think that might have contributed to it.
That was a moment.
Sam wore the party vest.
I still can't talk about it.
You guys,
I'm still shocked.
Let me try to put this in perspective.
Yeah,
Sammy's the biggest guy in the band. I mean, he's like
He's ginormous.
He's 6'8", 350, something like that, right?
Uh-huh. He works
and,
out.
He plays behind six, eight going on and he 7'2". Plays behind the drums there, and he purposely did not put this vest on until it was time to go on the stage because he knew Valerie was going to flip.
Uh-huh.
So he just comes walking out when it's time for us to go up, and he's got this vest on with no shirt underneath. And it's like 80s, like color printed,
it's
like this
polka
black
dot
vest.
Kind of denim.
Polka dot
kind of
stripe.
Denim,
like it was phenomenal. And we played such a great show that I really wish he just wore it every show.
I got on stage and I turned around and he was wearing it. And I was like, all I could do was like smile and just be like, oh my God. Like, I still can't. I'm still in shock today.
Great show. I think you should wear it every time.
She
I
still
wanted
has
to wear
post-traumatic
it to Safari
stress.
Sands.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you can wear it. We're going to go to this party later. You can wear it to the party. Oh, and the
change
address,
into
by the way,
party
for that party
vest
is.
For the party, yeah.
Yeah. Party vest for the party people.
The party vest only comes out on very, very, very special occasions. It has its own little home. It's like a little box. It's almost like Dracula. It kind of comes out when it needs to come out and feed. And when it does, it feeds hard. And.
I
always pick up chicks when I have the party vest on, too.
Yeah.
I think I've heard too much.
Can we come back and do a show about the vest?
Oh, yes. It'll be Vest Room Only will be the name of the show. Oh, that's a bad pun. Well, the flip side of the coin is, like, what was your worst or just weirdest or just nastiest experience playing? So, everyone has that reaction. There's always some, like, horrible thing that happens.
Oh, what is that, Carousel Lounge? That was pretty unusual.
Because the whole thing spins.
That was awesome. That was our biggest selling show of all time.
Oh, thank you. The guy who's like not officially in the band just reminded me that by far the worst show we played was the dive bar in Vegas. Not because of the dive bar, because we had a really great show at the dive bar too. But the last time we were in Vegas, we played the dive bar. We thought we were going on first. We ended up going on fourth. So we drank for like 5 hours before we went on stage. And we were hammered. I mean, we've never played so bad in our life. Like,
fantastic.
Sam's like dropping sticks left and right. And like, we're hitting the wrong strings. Like, why is there no melody? You know, it was so awful. We learned our lesson. Well, not totally.
Where are my
right
pants?
Now.
Yeah, we've all had those experiences. And plus at the dive bar, you have to deal with Stabby Joe. So it's like a difficult place to play, you know.
But we love the dive bar. We love that place. Yeah, they're great. They're really great. And we always sell records when we're there.
Unbelievable French fries at the dive bar. You
really?
Have to have French fries. Best unbelievable.
It's a real, yeah, if you're a band.
I get rated.
Yeah, if you're a band looking.
The French fries.
Yeah, to get out of town. Like, the dive bar is really, like, just call the booker, go to their website, and they're really accommodating, and they pay their bands, and it's
crazy
just really,
talk.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you get paid when you're out of town.
Insane. Insanity. Fantastic. Ever had any weird, like, stalkers? Besides the little sister here on the, who you makes it on the floor, by the way. What's up with that?
Yeah, well, there's.
She asked for a chair. They were like,
her.
You're sitting on the floor.
Ask her.
Well, I don't know. Are you supposed to talk about your stalkers? Because wouldn't
yes.
that make it worse?
It's totally
won't
healthy.
They, yeah, won't they, like, wasn't that
wouldn't
fueling their fire?
It?
Aren't you supposed to ignore them?
Yeah, it might make for an interesting show next week. I'm just saying, you know, no. You don't have to talk about
week?
Them if you're really worried about them. But if you had some stalkers in the past that.
Well, I have one, but and everyone would love me to talk about it, but uh-huh. I am afraid.
You feel like you shouldn't talk about it? Yeah. I'm sorry about that. I thought we had an understanding. I thought it was all cool. I know.
His name's John.
I mean, you gave up That's the whole enough. 50 feet thing so we could do this show. So, how about the rest of you? Have you had any weird stalkers? You're tall. You must have a stalker.
I don't have any stalkers, but some of my friends do. And some of these stalkers have been known to punch walls when they know
what?
That they can't get. Yes, I've seen broken fingers as a result of the anger.
That's not fun.
No, it's not fun. That's why I purposely try to make friends with everybody so I don't have stalkers. I don't like you know. There's a lot of hate behind stalking too.
There can be a lot of love too. I mean, you know, when they break into your room and like give you clothing and take your clothing and leave you their clothing.
That would be okay. Actually, I probably wouldn't mind that too much.
Okay.
Unless it was like thigh highs.
Write
and,
that down. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If it was like thigh highs and G-strings, I probably wouldn't dig it. But if it was like some, you know, some cool shirts.
No
some
G-strings.
Jeans, yeah,
but you haven't had someone like break in and leave roses or adopt your cat.
You know, it really isn't that glamorous. You know, people are like, oh, you're in a band, you must get laid all the time. And I'm like, I really don't, God. For the love of God, I'm loading in my drums. I break them down. I'm all sweaty and disgusting at the end of the show. And all the chicks leave because they hang out with the guitar players from the band before me. It's really
true
not
confessions.
Yeah, it truly is not that cool.
Lullaby.
I'm waiting for the day when it gets there. But right now, sorry. So, ladies,
yeah,
come
but
out
the night,
the show.
The night with the party vest, that might have been.
Well, we can arrange.
Oh, he did.
For some
he did the night of the party vest. He almost.
See,
but we were extremely intoxicated.
Bring
there
out
was
the party
extreme
vest.
Extreme intoxication involved.
Also known as the stalker vest, and you know, things happen. Things happen for you. Well, we've only got 11 minutes left in the show. Let's do one more song. You just want to play one more, right?
Yeah, it's 10 minutes, so we better start.
Oh.
Is it like an 11-minute song?
No, it's going to... No, it'll be... It's like... I think it's like 5 or 6, like, when we do it this way.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do it.
Okay, excellent. Well, let's hear one more song. We'll do a few more words and play something off your CD when we leave.
Fill in time, because I need that microphone.
Why? They're the same, aren't they?
But this is my theme, the guitar.
So, I was going to tell you a little story about how I stalk the Ghost Lullaby. And, you know, you'd think they wouldn't be so quick to call the police, but they are. They really are.
Pussies.
Yeah. All right. Are we ready? You probably didn't recognize me in the dress, but, I mean, you know, it's a common mistake.
Well, you did shave, so that's why I didn't recognize
you. I know, right? I shaved tonight. Crazy talk. All right, what song are we going to hear?
That. This one is called Some Tales Have Sad Endings.
Excellent. We're going to leave you with a happy note here on hear the Ghost Lullaby playing live on Standing Room Only, killradio.org.
didn't know and didn't care. Didn't see you until you weren't there. Don't believe and don't agree. It's not the way this has to be. Follow me, but up to you, where we go, what we do. It's all my hurt, it's all my pain, it's all this time we spent in vain. Everyone else goes. We just pretend we could ever understand. I can't stay for long, and you won't stay this strong. I do is just explain all your praise was worth the rain. It's all on me, but up to you where we go and what we do. No one knows where everyone else goes. We just pretend we could ever understand. I can't stay for long, and you won't stay this strong. And you won't stay this strong. You won't stay this strong. But you won't stay this strong. But you won't stay this strong. This strong. Oh. Thank you.
All right, Ghost Lullaby here live on Standing Room Only. Oh, the show's almost over.
Shit. Oh!
Thank you, Paul. I worked really hard on that song.
I really hate it when you're listening on the radio
and nobody claps. Yeah, right.
Totally expected. Yeah. I mean, you hear all these great bands and all these other nameless shows we're not going to mention. SRO,
yeah.
SRO. And you clap for the band.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for clapping.
All the way down the hall, everybody was like grumpy and everything, and then they walked out after.
Oh, wow.
I'm serious. They're all pissed off going to the men's room, and now they're all, like, shaking hands.
Shouldn't we give him a microphone so he can say that into the radio?
Oh, yeah. We can't hear him.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
That's awesome. We probably picked up a lot of that. Well, I wanted to ask you if you have any shows coming up where we can go and see you.
The next one for sure is in Downey on August 11th, Saturday night. At what's that place called?
You have Stardust. To get really close to the microphone, though.
Yeah, take that one. It's a place called Stardust. So Downey, August 11th, Stardust. We'll probably add a bunch of things last minute. Like, we're trying to fill our bass player problem for the next month or so. And if we do, then we'll start picking up shows again like crazy. But everything's on the MySpace, and there's definitely that show. So
what's that MySpace again?
MySpace.com/TheGhostLullaby.
All right, and we can hear your music on there, too.
Yeah.
You can hear it on there. You can download it. You can buy it. There's iTunes does those 30-second samples. You can do it, all sorts of stuff.
And you can stitch all those 30-second samples together, and you can get like a whole song out of the different five songs.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
We're already working on that for our next live performance, so shh.
Quiet. Oh, right. I'm sorry. Yes. Take it 30 seconds here and 30 seconds there.
Yeah, and we're planning our next Kill Radio party to get you guys some more money.
Oh, right. Fantastic.
If you let us.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, let's do one. Tomorrow's good for me. Can you put it together by then? Was there anything else you want to say before we go here tonight? We are at the top of the hour. We need to take
We only
off.
Played one song off the record, like, well, we're recorded
gonna,
wise.
We're going to play one more as we go out here. I was going to play number three, actually, just because.
Well, that's
the,
a nice,
CD version.
Nice long song.
Yes. You don't have to raise your hand to speak.
Yeah, it was a pleasure and a privilege to play the Ghost Lullaby. Thank you, everybody
right.
in the band.
Thank you, Bearded Guy.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bearded Guy.
Thank you, Bobby, and
here.
Thank you, Pterodon,
yes.
for coming in.
Absolutely.
And thank you so much to Kill Radio for being so supportive of us. You guys are awesome.
Well, thanks for coming in here, guys.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Anytime. Thanks. All right. You have been listening to Standing Room Only here on killradio.org. Next week, we'll have a brand new live show for you with a brand new live band. Hey. See you next week, everybody. Good night.
Well, you never meant for what's been done. But you never said that it was wrong. So you can go now. You can't sleep now by yourself. Just because I said it was, just because the whole thinks we've got things wrong. I'll see before long. So they can go now. They can bleed now by themselves. Just because just because.